This is a disclaimer. This episode includes spoilers.
And the brutal mispronunciation of names and cities.
Which we are incredibly sorry for.
And do not mean to offend anyone in any way, shape, or form.
Now let's get on to the episode. Hey, this is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today we're taking a look at our final season one celebrity, the world-famous singer and an incredible role model, the one, the only, Beyoncé!
Alright, so let's start off with her childhood, like we do every time. Although Beyoncé isn't like everyone else. Beyoncé is amazing. Beyonce, so she was born... Yes. She was born September 4th, 1981, in Houston, Texas, which Katie and I found very surprising because she doesn't have any sort of southern accent or anything. So we thought she might if she was born in Texas, but you know. So it was very surprising. She is of African, French, and Native American descent, which is actually a pretty wide range of, like, to be descended from. And she also descended from a slave owner, which she learned in an ancestry test she took in 2018.
For some childhood information, her schooling, she attended St. Mary's, Montessori School. Attended Parker Elementary School, went to high school for the performing arts and performing and visual arts, and attended Elif Elsik High School. I'm probably
Schooling. And then we have her early life activities. She took dance lessons, participated in the school choir, and joined an all-girl group named Girls Time, which was spelled T-Y-M-E, which eventually flopped, which was okay because she moved on to do Destiny's Child and her solo work.
So, claim to fame. So we're just going over her solo work now because she is, like, so amazing that we would probably need, like, 50 episodes to cover her. Yes. So, her singing debut as a solo artist was her album Dangerously in Love, which includes the songs Crazy in Love, Baby Boy, Me, Myself, and I, Naughty Girl, and The Closer I Get to You.
Her biggest hit was Crazy in Love in 2003 and Baby Boy in 2003, which peaked at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 for 8 and 9 weeks. Then, Dangerously in Love has sold 11 million copies worldwide.
11 million? What the heck?
That is a lot.
Okay, so moving on to her songs. She has a lot of songs.
Like an unbelievable amount of songs. She's been working on so much. And we were just going through her solo work, too. This isn't even counting Destiny's Child stuff or The Girls' Time. So yeah, we picked roughly two for every letter of the alphabet that we're going to go through here. And some of them didn't have two, but, you know, for the ones that had more than two, we just picked two of them.
Don't discredit yourself. Ella went through the list and meticulously picked two songs from each letter of the alphabet while I was...
working on our Instagram, I think you were doing during that time?
Yes,
yeah. I was working on Instagram posts. And speaking of that, you guys need to go check out our Instagram because we have awesome posts that Katie works super hard on while I'm, like, deciphering through a list of Beyoncé songs.
All right, without further ado, we're going to
some of these songs.
So, first song, A Woman Like Me.
After All Is Said and Done.
Black Parade.
Brown Eyes.
Countdown.
Crazy in Love.
Daddy Lessons.
Dream Girls.
Ego.
Fake Your Way to the Top.
Family.
Gift from Virgo.
Grown Woman.
Halo.
Love that song. Mm-hmm. Heaven.
I Can't Take No More.
I Care.
Jealous.
Just Stand Up.
Keep Giving Your Love to Me.
Kitty Cat.
Lift Off.
Listen.
Mine.
Move.
Naughty Girl.
No Angel.
On the Run.
Once in a Lifetime.
Party.
Pray.
Ring Off.
Run the World, Girls. I love that song.
Single Ladies, or Put a Ring on It, and I absolutely love that song. That's like my all-time favorite Beyoncé song. One of my all-time favorite songs. I just absolutely love it so much.
Spirit.
Telephone.
Trust in me.
Until the end of time.
Up and up.
Video phone.
Venus versus Mars.
We Will Rock You, which was a cover that she did with some other artists.
What's it gonna be?
Katie just breaks into song there. XO.
Yes.
And You Changed. And circling back to Single Ladies, you guys also need to go look at our website because we're going to link up there an amazing video that I think we also had up there during our week of Jonas towards the beginning of our podcast when we started. And it is a video of Joe Jonas dancing to Single Ladies. And it's like in black and white, and it's just the most hilarious video. So we absolutely need to put that back up there for Beyonce. And
Yes.
you need to go check that out because it's a hilarious and amazing video.
All right, so now that we talked about the past, let's talk about the present. She's currently working on music, as many musicians are. People find this to be like a great time to work on music because you're like quarantined. She's also being a mother to her daughter Blue Ivy and her two twins. So now we're going to move on to awards. She was nominated for a whopping 804 awards. I think that tops the most that we've ever had on here.
I think it does too. That is a lot of awards. Like a ton of awards.
Yes.
Okay. And so out of those awards, though, she won more than half of them with 418 total awards that she won, which is a crazy amount of awards. Like so many. And then she has zero pending because sometimes we have some that are still pending, but she doesn't have any pending right now. So Katie and I are going to go through a list of her awards, and obviously we're not going to name all 418 or 804 of them. We are just going to go through the top 20 of her awards, and we can link that to our website as well if you want to see the full list. All right, so in 2007, she won the International Artist Award.
In 2009, she won Favorite Soul slash R&B Female Artist.
In 2011, she won Favorite Soul slash R&B Female Artist.
And she won that same award in 2012.
And in 2014.
And then in 2014 again, she won Favorite Soul slash R&B Album for her album Beyoncé.
Yes, and in 2016, she won the Formation World Tour of the Year.
And one favorite soul slash R&B female artist again in 2017.
And again in 2019.
So, moving along, she in eight 2018, she won oh geez, Mi
Yes, Katie's working on her pronunciation here. Usually that's my problem. You seem to be strong
Gente?
on
Remix, J Balvin and Willie William featuring Beyonce. And
that. Yeah. Sorry.
wait, I think that's swap. Don't you think that's swap?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I think it's supposed to be she won most performed urban song and then for Mi Gente. All right, just
Okay. Sorry, guys. We're having a
move
little
on.
technical difficulties here. All right. She won Songwriter of the Year in 2001.
And then for all the songs that we're gonna list, she won most performed songs. So for the rest of the ones we list, in 2001, she won that for Independent Woman Part One.
Jumpin' Jumpin' in 2001, and I love that Beyonce song too.
Survivor in 2001.
Crazy in Love featuring Jay-Z in 2004.
Baby Boy featuring Sean Paul in 2005.
2005, Me, Myself, and I.
In 2005, Naughty Girl.
In 2006, Lose My Breath.
And lastly, in 2006, Soldier featuring T.I. and Lil Wayne.
All right, so we've gone through her awards for that, and now we're going to move on to her family life. So her mother's name is Tina Knowles, and her father is Matthew Knowles. She has siblings. She has a sister named Solange, and a sister, I believe this is her sister-in-law, Bianca Lawson, and then her spouse, Jay-Z, and her three children, her daughter Blue Ivy, who's 8 years old, and her twin daughter and son Rumi, which I could be pronouncing wrong, and I'm very sorry about that, and Sir, who are both three.
Okay, so
Yeah.
that was really weird transition, but speaking of Solange, I think I'm saying that right. I apologize if I'm not. She is included in our gossip section, and this is kind of old gossip, but this article was posted September 4th, 2020. So this article was pretty recent. I guess they were covering it again. So, from reading this article, I realized that because they're pop stars or like singers and all that jazz, they can't just have a normal argument as a married couple. They can't just have a normal conversation. They go back and forth between songs. Like, she gets mad of him in a song. She references him in a song, and then he apologizes to her in a song.
It really is a lot of back and forth. And just so you guys know, Katie's pretty much taking over gossip today, and I'm going to sit back here and listen to what she's about to entertain us all with. So,
All
I'm going to be
right.
one of you guys. I'll be an audience member briefly.
So in 2014, there was a video of her sister Solange beating Jay-Z up while she was just standing there in an elevator for apparently kissing another woman for like cheating on her. Ooh, gossip. And then there were speculations circling Jay-Z about this, about like a year before this whole incident. And everything was confirmed to fans, which I mean, I would never have been like, oh, that's about him. That's confirmed, you know, from this. But everything was confirmed in her Lemonade album in 2016, in a lyric from her song Sorry, which was included in the album. And it's her lyric was, "He only want me when I'm not there. He better call Becky with the good hair."
Okay, so that could be like a general kind of thing, or was he cheating on her with a woman named Becky? Any
Actually,
speculations there?
speaking of that, I read later in the article that they mentioned something about Becky is like a word or like a name commonly used to reference like a side chick or something.
Oh,
So,
okay. Well, I
but
guess that's my own problem. I gotta
so
stop speculating on all the famous Beckys in the world where I'm like, ooh, was it Becky Johnson or Becky Smith?
okay, so a whole year later, Jay-Z responded with his, I don't know how to say this. Like, is it 444 album, I guess?
Yes, 444.
So he apologizes to Beyoncé, his wife, for almost 10 years of past like arguments, just past things he's done wrong in this song. And there's a long like blurb of this song. So if my children knew, I don't even know what I would do. If they don't look at me the same, I would probably die of all the shame. I apologize, often womanize, took my children to be born, see through a woman's eyes, took these natural twins to believe in miracles, took me too long for this song, I don't deserve you. So that was basically his apology to Beyonce for this whole scandal cheating thing. And in the end, the two worked it out. They went to therapy, which is actually something that couples have a really hard time doing. They always like push it off and just don't go.
Good job. I'm not saying Jay-Z, you're mending your marriage.
And they were doing it for the children because they didn't want to hurt their children. And a little bit after, I think his song came out. They found out they were pregnant with the twins, so they especially didn't want to like do that to them, and they made their relationship stronger than ever. So happy ending.
Yes, that's good. It's not often on the gossip section we get a real happy ending. So this is a great way to do our last episode of season one. So now we're moving on to my favorite part of these episodes, which I say all the time, but I just get so excited for them. The lightning round, which is full of random miscellaneous facts that didn't really fit anywhere else in the episode or were better to mention here when we could more easily elaborate. So first off, Beyonce's net worth is a grand total of $400 million.
Whoa. She's never been uncomfortable in front of a crowd and started performing in front of a crowd at 7 years old.
She had only one boyfriend before Jay-Z.
During a 2003 performance, she tossed 20, I can't speak. $2,500,000 of earnings into the crowd, and they were later retrieved from a crowd member due to a contract?
Yes. As a teenager, Beyoncé actually struggled with depression during a time when Destiny's Child broke up, I believe. Yes. And her mother helped her through it, making her focus more on her mental health. And she did get over her depression, but she still works a lot in the community and donates to centers to help with mental health.
Her lucky number is the same date she was born, so maybe that's why.
Mm-hmm. She's allergic to most perfumes and had to have her personal perfume line chemically altered so that she was able to use it.
That must be cool to, like, be able to, like, oh, sorry, I'm allergic to this. Like, this is my thing.
And just release her whole line of perfume for the general public that she could actually use.
The title of one of her Destiny Child songs, Bootylicious, was added to the Oxford Dictionary, so it's technically like a defined word.
It is. It is a real English word. If you go say bootylicious, that's a real word. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that information, but I like it. All right. Beyonce loves ice cream, and her favorite flavor is butter pecan.
There is a type of horsefly named after her because of the golden hairs on its abdomen.
Mm-hmm. She performed at the Super Bowl twice.
Twice. I mean, once is like an honor. Twice is like a miracle. I know.
Twice is like, whoa.
So that's all we have today for our final episode of season one about Beyonce.
We just wanted to take a moment to thank you guys so much for sticking with us throughout season one.
We appreciate every single one of you guys who have listened to every podcast, some of them, or only just this one. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
And we're super excited to be working on season two. This season is all about actresses and actors.
With a few bonus episodes stirred in there. Okay, now back to our normal outro.
Make sure to tune in next Friday for special bloopers as an episode, and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest season two celebrities and other information you want to hear about them.
Also, don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our bio. So, thanks for sticking with us throughout season one and hopefully joining us for season two. And as always, thanks for listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive.
Bye.
Bye, guys. See you in season two.